But long time ago, before you cleared the land up here, you had places where there'd be a lot of trees.
Oh yeah, there was. I have cleared probably 100 acres of this place since I've been here.
Yep.
And I've got another 125 I'm just waiting to clear.
Yep.
And because the land has gotten so valuable and so expensive that you can't afford to just let it sit there. In spite of what some people say, we got to, you know, people say, let's do things a natural way and let's don't disturb all this and all that. There's only one fallacy with that, and that is it won't work. See?
Yeah.
We can't farm like we used to farm. We have to use herbicides. We have to use pesticides. If we don't, somebody's going to starve to death. We cannot support the population this country has doing it the good old way. It won't work. So we have to clear some of this land, or we have to put it into the most productive thing that it's supposed to do.
When you were coming up, tell me about how y'all raised cotton. In other words,
they used with mules. There's a film, and surprisingly, some of that thing is in Technicolor. It was made probably 50 years ago. I had no idea there would be a color film 50 years ago. But Leroy Davenport has the film. His father was at Delta Pine Land Company up at Scott for many, many years, and he took pictures, and his own record will show you exactly the way they used to farm. They are breaking the land with mules, and they are setting up rows with mules, they're dragging them off and planting, and they're picking cotton, they're doing everything, and it's on film.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be
about July the 4th is when you wanted to
lay it by. All right. You tried to, the traditional term of laying by. July the 4th has always been more of a holiday for the blacks than it is for the whites.
Why is that?
Well, see the Emancipation Proclamation. It was July the 3rd, the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, it was in July. So that's what they are. It's their big day. It's a freedom day.
Yeah.
With them. And another thing, see, Vicksburg fell on the 3rd of July. And Vicksburg never celebrated the 4th of July until 1946. General Eisenhower came back from Europe and went to Vicksburg because they were going to have the first July the 4th celebration they had since 1863.
Yeah.
See, they wasn't going to celebrate defeat, and that's what they were being asked to do.
Yeah.
So the July the 4th has always been a big celebration with the blacks, and it's been a traditional sort of a holiday. And you try to lay by the 4th, but that doesn't really mean anything anymore. We don't ever really, we do lay by, but I'm still fooling with it.
Yeah, you can.
We're out spot spraying, and we're trimming, and we're doing this, that, and the other. Taking care of a little grass, a few weeds, and things of that type. But it's, you don't lay by as you did in a traditional sense. And also from some old photographs I've seen, we're doing a heck of a better job growing cotton than they did in the good old days.
Yeah.
We're keeping it cleaner. And I've seen them pictures of them picking cotton, and you can hardly see the cotton for the jotting grass. They just out there, grass and weeds and everything, and little old scraggly looking stalks of cotton. And I just think we're doing a better job. You see in old photographs a lot of dead trees all out across. And that's, they call it a deadening, and they'll just go out and ring these trees and kill them. And then they'll start farming all in among the trees. Well, you're doing that with a mule, one row at a time, so you can zig and zag, and it doesn't matter. You couldn't do that with a tractor, because we're going six and eight rolls at a time, and we're traveling, say, 6-7 miles an hour. And we're trying to cover 100 to 125, 150 acres a day.